Batteries for Buxley are not included. Buxley here to answer your World of Warcraft questions in this edition of Ask Buxley. This question is about ghosts. Randy Deluxe asks, why is there a shadowy ghost following me around? There are several types of ghosts in Azeroth. A common type of ghost is something that died but came back without a body. Ghosts of this type don't realize they're dead and spend most of their time trying to figure out why people scream and run away. They just figure something bad is coming and they scream too. This scares the people that see the ghost, which upsets the ghost even more, turning into a vicious cycle. This is not the kind of ghost you're seeing. Another type of ghost is relatively harmless and only comes out in daylight. These ghosts show up at your feet where they appear to be attached. They'll follow you everywhere, much like the people who beg you to give them something free while you're in the city. A lot of people call these ghosts shadows, but those in the know realize they're actually ghosts. I say they're relatively harmless because ever so often they'll make you do something you don't intend to, like tripping you and making you fall off a cliff or getting you to take up enchanting. This is not the type of ghost you're seeing either. What you're seeing is called by many names. It's been called a shadowy figure, a faint presence, Bob, but its actual name is a ghostly repossessor. A ghostly repossessor will follow you around looking for something it owned when it was alive and tries to get it back. When you're not looking, it will go into your bags and root around to see if it can find what it's looking for. This makes a huge mess in the containers you carry around, and if it finds what it's looking for, it'll take it. If you have a hard time finding things in your bags, chances are there's a ghostly repossessor nearby. Now, how do you get rid of a ghostly repossessor? There are two ways. First, you can find out what it's looking for and give it to somebody else. This is sometimes hard to do because, like I said, it makes a great mess of your bags. An easier way is to put everything you own in the bank, and it will haunt the bankers for a while. This will give you some time to figure out what it's looking for. It can, however, get you mistaken for a mailbox dancer, so you have to watch out for that. Thanks for your question! If you'd like to get updates on what Buxley is doing, follow Ask Buxley on Twitter.
May our paths cross again.